Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a tie. Amir, Kiri, and Tom each has 2 points.
We have a tie, so we have randomly selected Kiri to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. Last Sunday, blank was convicted of crimes against humanity and sentenced to death.
Saddam Hussein.
Right. Saying, I voted for change, except for me, blank easily won re-election to her New York Senate seat.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Right. On Wednesday, the exiled leader of Hamas called off the ceasefire with blank.
Israel.
Right. Plans to move the aircraft carrier Intrepid in New York were scrubbed after it blanked.
Got stuck in the mud.
Exactly right. We're sure there's absolutely no significance to the fact that the California Medical Association elected as its president Dr. Richard Blank.
Kimball.
No, Frankenstein. Neil Patrick Harris, best known as TV's Doogie Howser, announced that he is happy and blank.
Okay.
Yes. An accused check forger in Decatur, Illinois, got out of jail when she posted bond with a blank.
Forged check.
That's how we do it in Illinois, you bet. Tax collectors in the Bihar province of India have hired blanks to help enforce tax payment.
Cobras.
No, singing eunuchs.
That's not going to work.
It might. Letters, threats, they only do so much. But when Ram Segun Singh found a troop of sari-wearing eunuchs on his front step, serenading him with a stirring rendition of pay the tax, pay the Patna Municipal Corporation tax, Singh coughed up the money. The singing eunuchs were a huge success. They netted 400,000 rupees in their first outing, and officials are planning to step up the drive. Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Kiri now has 14 points and the lead.
Very well done.
Yay.
All right, Tom, you're up next. Fill in the blank, please. A Pentagon war game from 1999 showed that the U.S. would have problems in blank even with 400,000 troops on the ground.
Iraq.
Right. Lee Boyd Malvo was sentenced to life in prison for being one of the Washington area blanks.
The snipers.
Right. 4 days before the election, Representative Blank of Ohio resigned over his role in the Abramoff scandal.
Bob Ney.
Right. A woman in New York is suing after she fell off a bar and was injured while participating in a blank contest.
A wet t-shirt contest.
No, a shake it like Shakira contest.
Was it wet? What she shook?
According to reports released this week, Al-Qaeda is now targeting blank and blankalina blank.
Brad and Angelina Jolie,
yes,
thank you.
Yes. 7-time Tour de France winner blank finished the New York Marathon in just under 3 hours.
Lance.
Yes, Lance Armstrong. This week, an albino two-headed black rat snake in St. Louis surprised everyone by blanking.
Declaring for the presidency.
No. Have my vote, though. No. Picking up a corporate sponsorship deal. The 7-year-old two-headed rat snake named Wee has agreed to be the mascot and brand icon of the Florida-based pharmaceutical company Nutra Pharma, which makes medicines out of snake venom. A spokesman for the World Aquarium at the City Museum where Wee lives says, quote, Wee is getting extra mice now. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12, but Kiri still has the lead with 14.
It's on.
My only chance of winning is if I have a question that has Blankalina in it as a clue. Only chance.
How many does Amir need, in fact, to win?
He needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Amir. This is for the game Fill in the Blank. President Bush's nominee to replace Donald Rumsfeld is Robert Gates, who headed the blank under the previous President Bush.
CIA.
Yes. On Tuesday, Arizona became the first state to reject a constitutional ban on blank.
Gay abortions?
No, gay marriage.
Gay abortions? I was gleaming.
Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega was elected president of blank.
Nicaragua?
Right. Veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Blank died on Thursday at the age of 65.
Ed Bradley.
Right. The crew of a cargo ship headed for Sydney has been told they cannot dock until they blank.
Angelina?
No. Catch or otherwise, quote, appropriately dispose of, unquote, the monkey that's been seen aboard. With nearly $30 million in ticket sales, blank was the number one movie in America this week.
Borat, high five.
Walmart announced that this holiday season they won't worry about political correctness and instead will wish customers a blank.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Officials alerted citizens in Christchurch, New Zealand, to be on the lookout for blank.
Look out for Donald Rumsfeld on vacation.
No. Although you don't know where he'll be. No. Officials have said that everyone should be on the lookout for Nuts, the radioactive cat. Nuts was once just a regular cat, but that's before she went to the vet for an overactive thyroid and was injected with radioactive iodine.
Oh.
This sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, doesn't it? Not happy with the treatment, Nuts promptly escaped and is now roaming the town, leaving a glowing trail in her wake. Officials warn anyone who spots Nuts to call the authorities. Do not try to approach the horrible mutant glowing cat. Carl, did Amer do well enough to win?
He needed at least six to tie. He had five correct answers. So with 14 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Kerry, well done.